9 minutes past 11. Well, there was a time when all you had on your phone was your contacts, a couple of texts, a few fuzzy pictures, and that was your mobile, wasn't it? I like those days. It's all got beyond me now, mobile phones a little bit. But it all changed when smartphones came. Now you can't move for apps, emails, videos, music, all competing for a tiny bit of space on your phone's memory. And that's what I meant. What happens when your memory is full? I wasn't talking about humans. I don't think humans can ever fill their memory. But phones can. Modern devices come packaged with enough storage space, do they, in the first place? I'm not sure if they do. Increasingly, actually, people are telling us that they don't. So it's becoming a bit of a problem. You've got all this stuff to do on a phone which hasn't got the capability of memorising it for you. We need help. Fevzi Turkalp is the gadget detective from gadgetdetective.com. It's the gadget and technology website, which gives free advice. He's going to give me some now. I need it. Morning, Fevzi.
Morning.
That's a good question I just asked myself there. Can memory be full for humans?
I was just thinking as you said that, yeah, there is a limit on human memory capacity.
Is there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, I don't think we generally reach it. But don't forget, we also have this sort of intricate filing system where it chooses what we remember and it sort of casts aside other bits.
Yeah,
so you wonder if that's not part of it.
Yeah.
We filter out a lot of information. I mean, if our brains stored literally what came in through the eyes and so forth, it would be an immense amount of data, but we don't store it literally. But there is a limit. Yeah, because you think of the way the brain works, it's got sort of synapses and connections, and although it works a bit differently to a computer's brain, it has limits. It has limits also on its processing capability.
Phone memory then. Is there always enough memory space on your phone? There's not for the stuff we've got to do now,
no,
is there?
No, it's a problem. And on the one hand, the price of memory has been dropping, and therefore it's been possible for phone manufacturers to increase the amount of memory without massively increasing the price. But there are very many reasons why phone manufacturers don't put in enough memory. So the ideal way would be to have a shed load of memory and a memory card slot so that you could just increase it by putting in a little memory card about the size of the fingernail on your little finger. Now, manufacturers tell us, well, they don't like to do that because it's harder to make the phone rigid, slim, dustproof, waterproof. I have to say, although it may be harder to do that, there are examples of phones that have replaceable memory and indeed replaceable batteries that still manage to achieve all those things. So it's not impossible. I suspect that part of it is also built-in obsolescence, so that Apple famously have never made phones that have expandable memory, and when you fill up an Apple phone, you know, you either have to start deleting stuff or they hope you'll buy a new one.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what do we do? How do we make the most of our limited amount of storage with all this stuff we've got to put on?
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes it's good, like with a computer and life generally, it's good to have a spring clean sometimes, and you may find there's all sorts of stuff on there that you don't need to have, either don't need at all or don't need to keep on your mobile device. So if you've got photographs going back, you know, years on your phone, you don't need to have those there. And in fact, you should be making backup copies anyway. Also, there's the option of storing in what they call the cloud, which is effectively storing it on the internet outside your phone on servers usually based in America. iPhones, for example, can be set up quite easily that every time you take a photo, the picture goes up into the cloud and is stored there. There are advantages to that because obviously, you know, you're not using the space on your phone necessarily, but the disadvantages are security and privacy.
Yes.
So,
Stu, our producer, he tried to describe to me, tried to explain cloud storage earlier on, but I'm afraid it went totally over my head. I'd like my stuff to be on my phone. I think lots of people would. They don't want it out in the ether somewhere where it can be shared and looked at by other people potentially, do they?
But everyone's... Yeah, I think there's a difference between what people want and what companies want. So Microsoft's and Apple's whole sort of ethos now is cloud storage and putting services in the cloud. And there are advantages. For example, if you have your music collection, you could put it on, you know, your phone and store it, but then you'll have to have another copy of it on your PC, another copy on another phone or your children's phone or whatever. If it's in the cloud, you can access it via, you know, you have one copy of it that you have to maintain. So you don't have to keep, you know, maintaining different copies of the same information. And increasingly, you know, we're connected increasingly almost everywhere we go. And as that becomes more and more true, the idea of our personal devices holding all the information, I think, will sadly become redundant, because it also means that we're much easier to spy on.
Yeah.
So
who's going to come up with the first phone that has unlimited memory?
That's a good question. It's interesting because Google recently launched its own branded range of phones for the first time, branded Google phones, and as opposed to Nexus or anything else. And part of the package when you buy the phone is unlimited photo storage in the cloud.
Yeah.
So in a sense, that is unlimited memory. But you know, frankly, companies have got short attention spans. Unlimited probably means, you know, for an indeterminate period of time, but they may close it down at some point. So, you know, I still like to have stuff under my control, but that doesn't mean it all has to be on the mobile device all at once.
Well, I'm glad you explained it so well, so that I could understand it. That takes some doing, and that's why we love having you on the show. Fevzi Turkalp, yes. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. He's from GadgetDetective.com, the gadget and technology website, giving free advice. Oh, I meant to ask him about Alexis. It's in that advert on the television. Alexis, play me Buster playlist. And then he has songs about dogs. How does she do that?